Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Disc 4.
Chapter 13. I knew when I walked in my front door after work on Monday that something was wrong. Someone had been in my apartment. The door was not broken, the windows were not jimmied, and I couldn't see any signs of vandalism. But I knew. Call it sixth sense, or whatever you like. Someone had been here. Maybe I was smelling pheromones the intruder had left in my air molecules, or perhaps my Lazy Boy recliner's aura had been disturbed. It didn't matter how I knew. I knew. Somebody had been in my apartment while I had been at work. That might seem like no big deal. This was Miami, after all. People come home every day to find their TVs gone, their jewelry and electronics all taken away, their space violated, their possessions rifled, and their dog pregnant. But this was different. Even as I did a quick search through the apartment, I knew I would find nothing missing. And I was right. Nothing was missing. But something had been added. It took me a few minutes to find it. I suppose some work-induced reflex maybe checked the obvious things first. When an intruder has paid a visit, in the natural course of events, your things are gone. Toys, valuables, private relics, the last few chocolate chip cookies. So I checked. But all my things were unmolested. The computer, the sound system, the TV and VCR, all right where I'd left them. Even my small collection of precious glass slides was tucked away on the bookcase, each with its single drop of dried blood in place. Everything was exactly as I had left it. I checked the private areas next, just to be sure. Bedroom, bathroom, medicine cabinet. They were all fine, too, all apparently undisturbed. And yet, there was a feeling suspended in the air over every object that it had been examined, touched, and replaced, with such perfect care that even the dust motes were in their proper positions. I went back into the living room, sank into my chair, and looked around, suddenly unsure. I'd been absolutely positive that someone had been here. But why? And who, did I imagine, was so interested in little old me that they would come in and leave my modest home exactly as it had been? Because nothing was missing, nothing disturbed. The pile of newspapers in the recycle box might be leaning slightly to the left, but was that my imagination? Couldn't it have been a breeze from the air conditioner? Nothing was really different. Nothing changed or missing. Nothing.